Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cork's 96 FM.
Now there's a super moon tonight, the moon, and we'll get a chance to see it because the sky will be clear. And I saw it last night. The moon last night was just huge and really, really bright. The peak of it is tonight, and it's the last super moon of the year. There's also a meteor shower coming, but we might not see that because of the sheer brightness of the moon. Space correspondent Leo Enright. Leo, good morning. What exactly is a super moon, sir?
Well, supermoons are kind of a creature of the internet age, because we've always had them, but we didn't really talk about them very much because, you know, people looked out and said, oh, isn't the moon looking a bit bigger tonight? But really, they're more of an optical illusion than anything else. The moon isn't much closer to us than it was, you know, a month ago. It's just that there are variations, very small variations, in the you know, in the orbit of the moon. All right, and sometimes the moon does get a bit closer to us. But as I said, the supermoons seem to have really originated when people started looking up and noticing the effect of the atmosphere on the moon. People started saying, "God, there's a super moon out tonight," and that became super moon.
So it's not especially huge or especially close. It's just looks of it because of its position in the orbit. Is that it?
Exactly. And as I said, it really is not an astronomical term. Astronomers don't go out looking for supermoons because, you know, they're not really a scientific experience, and more of an aesthetic experience.
Right.
I mean, it's certainly, there's no question it does look bigger on these nights, but it's not it's not going to cause Lambay Island, the volcano that died 3 million years ago, to suddenly explode.
But it looks spectacular, and it did look brilliant last night. The moonlight was very bright last night, and be brighter again tonight because there's a good bright clear summer night. And then there's a meteor shower, but unfortunately the moon might be too bright, might block it out. Is that the story, Leo?
Yeah, absolutely. And this really is where the moon suddenly becomes the bad guy of the story. It really is spoiling the Perseids tonight. This is, you know, generally speaking, not always, but generally, it's the best meteor shower of the year. And, you know, particularly, you know, in summertime when, you know, lacune of day, we might have a little, you know, bit of clear sky. So, you know, it's generally a good one for us here in Ireland. But unfortunately, if you walk out at midnight, Perseus, which is the meteor shower, appears to come from the constellation Perseus, which is why they're called the Perseids. And Perseus will rise kind of to the north northeast tonight. So if you're looking north, a little bit to your left, you'll see the northwest. Sorry, if you look a little bit to your west, you'll see Perseus rising at about midnight. Mars will be over there low in the horizon as well, and as of from then you should start to see more shooting stars than usual, But as I said, unfortunately, as you're looking over there at Mars and Perseus, if you look straight up, that's the moon.
Yeah.
And it just blots out a lot of the meteorites.
Spectacular sights in the sky then. Now, Leo, in terms of space technology, I know there is a... Isn't there a kind of a plan to send man back to the moon sometime before 2030? And there's a new system, NASA are bringing in new launch technology to work towards that, are they?
Well, yes. No, I have to break it gently to you, but they are not sending a man back to the moon.
No?
They're sending a woman.
Okay.
So the plan is they have committed, the Americans, quite properly and rather belatedly, they have committed that the next person to set foot on the moon will be a woman.
Okay.
And she hasn't been selected yet, but she's already, you know, an astronaut. So we can narrow it down to a great degree as to who's likely to be the first woman on the moon. But that's the American commitment. There will be a man or two with her, but, you know, it could be an all-woman crew. They're talking about landing in or around 2026.
Right.
But I think they'll be very, very lucky to make that date. Things are running fierce slow on the moon landing program. So they're going to launch a test mission, as you correctly say, at the end of this month, fingers and toes crossed, that it could be delayed again. But at the moment, the plan is to launch Artemis 1 to the moon. It will fly out without people on board. It will fly out beyond the moon, much further than any human-rated spacecraft has gone before, way out the other side of the moon, and will come back to Earth to test the heat shield. Because when you come back from the moon, you're going at a hell of a clip.
Yes.
You're moving very, very fast indeed, much faster than if you're in orbit around the Earth. And so when you hit the Earth's atmosphere, you need to be damn sure that your heat shield is going to work.
Uh-huh.
So the first and major task of this mission is to test the heat shield.
Mm-hmm.
It does have other priorities. We in Europe, I know several young Irish women, and I think there's a couple of men working on it, but I certainly know of two Irish women who are actively working as we speak on the module that powers this system to the moon. So there's a good, strong Irish involvement in this moon mission, because it's a joint mission between Europe and the Americans.
It was 1969 that the first human foot was placed on the moon, Leo. Why has it taken so long to do it again?
Well, to begin with, it was very, very difficult back then. And to be honest, there were a lot of people who were just astonished that they did it without losing anybody. And the only loss of life during the Apollo program was actually on the ground here on Earth in a horrible accident before the first mission even flew. But overall, despite everything, they managed to land all these people on the moon and get them back safely, as Kennedy had promised to do. Now, at any moment, that could have gone wrong.
I see.
The technology at the time, as you know, was much, much less sophisticated than we have now. And even now, with our technology, which, I mean, you know, you could easily say we're 100 times more accomplished technically because of new materials, new computing,
right.
All of the stuff that we've developed in the last 50 years makes us, I think, probably something like 100 times more efficient.
But the risk is still there.
We're doing. And the risk is still there. And people still wonder, can we do it safely? Okay. So can you just imagine the risk they were taking 50 years ago?
Puts a whole context on it, Leo. Thank you. We'll talk again. Leo Enright, space correspondent. Always welcome on the Opinion Line.
Cork's 96 FM.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.